central Queensland coal-fired power station has been picked up as a possible spot to store renewable energy. So Stanmore Power Station is located about 20 kilometres southwest of Rockhampton. It's receiving $1.25 million from the federal government for a feasibility study looking at whether hydrogen can be used to create a cleaner way of producing electricity. It's part of Stanmore's $5 million project that would see the installation of 10 megawatt hydrogen demonstration plant at the power station. The Minister for Energy and Emission Reduction, Angus Taylor, says it's part of a national plan to increase international hydrogen exports.
That's the great virtue of hydrogen. It's a way of storing energy. It can use clean renewable energy to do that. And it's a great project to get moving on building an understanding of how hydrogen will work in our electricity grid. It's part of our broader national hydrogen strategy, and we've committed over $500 million to that strategy. This is one of many projects that are going on around the country to prove up how we can build a hydrogen industry and how we can store energy, particularly renewable energy, at times when there's an excess.
That's Minister for Energy and Emission Reduction, Angus Taylor. Well, Stephen Coulter is the Executive General Manager of Energy Trading and Commercial Strategy at Stanwell. He joins you now. Good morning.
Good morning, Inga.
Well, for those who aren't familiar with what you're doing at Stanwell, can you explain what that feasibility study is about?
Yeah, sure. So, look, we're really pleased to receive this support through ARENA, the Renewable Energy Agency, under their Advancing Renewables program, because what that's allowing us to do and what it reinforces is Stanwell's commitment to driving innovation in the hydrogen supply chain. And that's really where we're headed with this. There's no projects of this scale anywhere else. And as you said in the intro there, there's other people working on it within Australia. So what we're really trying to do is get something started and get one of these things built so that we can all learn from it and Australia can benefit from growing an industry in this space.
So you've already conducting a feasibility study. So what does this extra cash injection mean?
Well, the cash is for, the grant is towards the feasibility study. And what it really means, it signals to us, is that they believe that there's value and it's really worth pursuing the project in the central Queensland region and the work towards how we can develop opportunities across the domestic economy and help nationally the development of a large-scale hydrogen industry.
So you're one step closer to actually building that plant, the demonstration plant?
Well, we're one step closer to finishing the feasibility study, which we'll have a preliminary report to our board in July and then a final report in September. And if the outcomes of that are positive, then yes, we're definitely one step closer, because the next step then is to get the detailed design and start to get things moving in terms of being built.
And if you get to the stage where you can build this plant, how will it operate?
Well, it's a large electrolyzer, which means it consumes a lot of electricity. The real challenge in this whole starting the hydrogen industry is it's just not commercial at the moment. The technology is possible, but it's very expensive. So we're trying to minimize our costs, and for that we'll co-locate it at Stanmore Power Station, where we'll be able to access water and land and the energy we need, which will offset by buying green certificates and green energy from local projects. So the real challenge here is to get something built so we can all learn where the opportunities are to make it cheaper in the future.
And do you think that would happen, bringing the costs down? Because I know another pilot plant was built at the Callide Power Station for carbon capture, and nothing's happened since then because it was just too expensive. So do you think this could go by the same wayside?
Oh, there's always the possibility, and that's why the ARENA puts funding in to support these things, because if you don't start from somewhere, you'll never know. But look, we think that there's a lot of water to go under the bridge here. We're looking for commercial partners and off-takers, and we need the collaboration from the original equipment manufacturers, because, as I like to say, if we don't get one built, we'll get none built.
Do you think that there's more of an appetite in particular for hydrogen, say, compared with carbon capture?
There is a real appetite for hydrogen. It's it's a great way to transport and renewable energy around both Australia and internationally. And the real pull is here from Japan, who has got a public statement around wanting to move to a hydrogen-based economy, and we're trying to help be Australia well-placed to service that.
Well, now that you've got this extra cash injection for that feasibility study, what do you see your timeline as being?
Well, we're still working to that timeline of having the preliminary report done in July and the final one in September, which, you know, there's still a lot of work to do. The team are working on three streams, a strategic one, working with technical partners to make sure we've got a good design, and a lot of work in the commercial space around what will we do with the hydrogen, who would be prepared to buy that, and who'd be prepared to invest in the project, etc. So still a lot of work to do. July is very close, but we'll be finished by September.
Mm. And have any other coal-fired facilities across the country shown an interest in what you're doing at Stanmore?
Yeah, there are other parties that are interested. We spoke at the forum in Gladstone last week, and yeah, we had a lot of questions and inquiries from other industries and people who are very interested in seeing how this goes and where it heads towards.
So what impact do you think this could have on, you know, there's the view of building a power station, a new one up at Collinsville?
Oh, well, that's probably a completely different matter, and it's more about the energy industry than we're focused on our hydrogen project at Stanmore, because that's the industry that we want to seed and get going.
Okay, well, Stephen Coulter, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Inga. Pleasure.
Thank you, Stephen Coulter there from Stanwell. He's the Executive General Manager of Energy Trading and Commercial Strategy. 23